And unfortunately, power prices, they're set to soar.
They are indeed. And we touched upon this last week, didn't we, Lee? The power prices are on the rise again, and once again, power savers were ahead of the curve as the news outlets are only just starting to pick up on the story. New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria are set to see a double-figure percentage rise, somewhere in the order of 18 to 20%. And if you have around an $800 per quarter power bill, which, to be honest, isn't uncommon for larger homes, that's going to sting you an extra, well, over $500 per year if you live in those states.
I suppose the question is, why?
Well, that's a good question, and the answer to that question is one with multiple facets. Coal and gas are on the rise, and this is due to fuel prices. You know, mine trucks use a phenomenal amount of fuel, but the prices of fuel have doubled. There's the global market pricing due to the Russian-Ukraine conflict and commodity prices. In fact, this is a big part of what's going on. The previous government's stubbornness to decarbonise the Australian electricity generation system over the last decade has left this country exposed to rises like this. Basically, in layman's terms, the cost of the stuff they burn to make electricity has gone up. And it's only the start.
I'm thinking the other leading factor would be network costs.
That's bang on there, Lee. This is poles and wires and anything associated with the distribution of energy, and it might surprise listeners that half their power bill is made up of network charges. Once again, fuel prices going through the roof. Roof is a major factor. You know, as you imagine, we've all seen all the TasNetworks vehicles buzzing around.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the commodity prices, Lee. Copper prices have doubled over the last 12 months, and in the last 6 months, aluminium has sharply risen as well. Both of those are used in phenomenal quantities to keep the nation's grid up and running. In fact, everything associated with power generation and distribution has gone mental, and those prices are now filtering through to everyone's power bills.
So, Adrian, how will this affect Tasmanian homes?
Well, our prices are going to go up. As being part of the national energy market, there's going to be no avoiding it. Having the connection to the mainland is a two-edged sword sometimes, mate, and this is one of those times. The nation's set prices are on the rise, and being tied to that system means so will ours.
And on the other hand, however, Tasmanian electricity generation costs have been relatively stable, haven't they, during this upheaval? Why do you think this is?
And everyone out there should know the answer to this, because our generation is all renewable. We are not paying anything for the actual energy component of our electricity generation. Plus, our infrastructure is in and running and largely paid for. But this doesn't insulate us from rising network costs, which we are just as exposed to as every other state. This means regardless of the position that the government takes, there's going to be some price rises. The Australian Energy Market Operator, or AEMO, I think they call themselves, have lifted the ceiling of energy pricing in Australia, meaning every energy retailer can charge up to the limit. And energy retailers, I mean like Aurora, First Energy, in the mainland it's got Origin, AGL, there's a whole heap of them. And most of them are going to raise the costs because the costs they pay to the generators and networks have risen on them as well. They've got to pass it on.
Okay, so this state is really in an envious position. We don't have to hit the limit as we've been insulated from some of the rising costs due to renewable energy.
And that's the million-dollar question, really. Like, Tasmanian's economic regulator will announce the tariff costs for electricity on the 1st of July, so we won't really know until then. They are positioned as an independent body, but in reality, they're not, as they do whatever the government directs them to do. This will make for an interesting development. As the generator, networks and primary energy retailer, owned by us, the public, will the government hit everyone up as much as they can to help fill the COVID-ravaged coffers? Or will they take advantage of our renewable energy position in the market and shield us from the worst of the excesses? It could go either way, Lee. Governments, when they rise the prices, tend to hide behind the independence of the economic regulator to avoid much of the negative backlash. But when they lower prices, they're the first guys to come out beating the drum and telling everyone how good they are.
Rising power prices, they're just part of the overall inflationary squeeze that we're going through at the moment.
Yeah, and we're going to see interest rates rise, and the cost of living is really going to dominate more of our take-home pay. So everything's going up, but what isn't, Lee? What will never go up in price?
Sunlight.
That's right, mate. That's sunlight hitting your roof every single day. That's free energy. It's yours for the taking. Every time power prices go up, the payback period of a quality solar system is greatly reduced. The positive effect on your back pocket, greatly enhanced. You're taking back control of one of the most important aspects of the necessities of life. Energy for heating, lighting, entertaining, storing, cooking food, and all the other things we use electricity for.
They cannot charge for something you don't buy.
That's right. Also, we should see the price of our solar exports increase off the back of the rises in wholesale pricing, as that is the metric used to determine the feed-in tariffs for the next 12 months. we talk about the Q-cell panels all the time, don't we, Lee?
And we do.
Solar edge inverters, yep, how they save everyone money and they change your life for the positive. But this moment, right now, is what it's all about. Moments like these, when events try to turn us from being a driver in our own lives to being a passenger. While some on the island are going to be holding their breath to see if the government will either skin them or take a little bit off the top, those of us with solar systems looking forward to having greater savings and the revenues, well, when revenues is the commodities we're sort of harvesting off our roofs, are set to rise in value.
Take us back to when you installed your first solar system, Adrian.
Well, my first solar system I put on my old house. This is the one I did for myself. I did this in 2009. Yeah, it's still roaring along. It's paid for itself two times over. I had to change the inverter a few months back, as after 12 years it had run out of steam. But the panels haven't even reached their half-life yet.
No, so I guess quality solar really does pay dividends.
That's right, and it insulates us from events like these. And then same thing with energy efficiency, you know, energy efficient lighting, heating products like our LG and Actron range mean you buy less of the power that is going up in price. And remember, this is only the beginning of the inflationary curve, so who knows where it's going to end.
Where do we find you, Adrian?
Look, you can pop in and see our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or give us a call on 1300 502 599. By all means, have a look at our Facebook page. Look for DMS Energy. You can send us a question by messenger on that, and we're happy to answer them on here. Or even better, go to our website. It's got all the information, all our products, some of our jobs and a bit of the story so far. And so go look for all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. There's also, if you want a quote, there's a quote form there. Just fill that in, send it through to us, and we'll get in touch.
And we'll have more power savers in 7 days' time.
Thanks again, Lee.